Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really significant national policy evaluation.
That's right.
It's the summary of the baseline evaluation of informal settlements targeted for upgrading. This covers the 2019-2024 MTSF, the medium-term strategic framework.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission really is to understand why this big promise to upgrade settlements seems to be, well, hitting snags.
Yeah.
And what's the actual status of these projects under the UISP, the Upgrading of Informal Settlements Program?
Yeah.
It's been around since 2004, so quite a while.
It has. And what really strikes you first is the scale and the core idea behind it.
Right.
The MTSF plan for those 5 years, it was, let's say, very ambitious. They set a target,
yeah.
Upgrade 1,500 settlements all the way to phase three.
Phase three.
All implementation stage. And crucially, the policy is built around this idea of incremental in situ upgrading.
Meaning fixing them up right where they are.
Exactly. Keep people in their communities. Relocation is meant to be the exception, the last resort.
And is that happening?
Well, the evaluation suggests it mostly is. Around 80% of the settlements they sampled are being upgraded in situ. So the philosophy is being followed, mostly.
Okay, so let's get into it then, because the numbers, well, they tell a different story, maybe. It seems like the program stumbles early.
It does look that way.
They targeted 1,500 settlements, but the actual business plans submitted by provinces, by municipalities, they only identified 1,061 projects.
Correct.
That's a huge gap, isn't it? Almost 500 missing right from the planning stage.
Yeah.
Like a systemic issue.
It certainly points to a major challenge right at the outset, yeah. A planning bottleneck, perhaps. And when you connect that to actual progress on the ground.
It gets worse.
Well, the numbers are pretty sobering. Nationally, about 55% of those identified projects, the 1,061, are in phase three implementation.
Okay, 55% in implementation sounds
right.
Low. All right.
It sounds okay until you ask the next question. How many are actually finished, completed, phase four? Consolidation.
Oh, how many?
One.
Wait, one. Just one.
One single project across the entire country.
Out of the intended 1,500 over 5 years, only one is fully done and dusted.
That's what the evaluation baseline showed, yes. That one success story is in the Western Cape.
Wow. That's more than a bottleneck. That's almost a complete standstill at the final hurdle. So what's gumming up the works? What's the core obstacle?
If there's one key takeaway, it's probably this. The fundamental lack of secure land tenure for residents.
Right. People don't legally own the land their homes are on.
Exactly. It's a persistent, deep-seated issue. And the report is pretty clear. The Department of Human Settlements, the municipalities, they have to prioritize sorting out land ownership, formalizing it, clarifying rights.
Because without that, any planned development is built on shaky ground, literally and legally. It's the foundation.
That makes sense. But I imagine the physical reality complicates that ownership question, too. Where are these settlements actually located?
It does complicate things. Absolutely. Many are in, well, frankly, difficult locations, areas prone to hazards.
Like we're talking floodplains, areas with strong winds, really steep slopes, sometimes unstable ground like dolomite land.
So not exactly prime development land.
Not at all. It's the opposite of the typical greenfield approach, you know, building on fresh, empty land. And then there's access to basic services. It's very fragmented.
How do they prioritize services then?
The policy outlines an incremental approach. Water first, then sanitation, then roads, waste management, and finally, electricity, step by step.
So it feels like everything's tangled together. Legal issues with tenure, physical site problems, and then the slow rollout of services and admin hurdles?
Precisely. You see mentions of lack of available land, slow land release processes, inconsistencies between different provinces, different municipalities. It all adds up to those missed targets.
A complex picture.
Mm-hmm.
But was there anything positive? Any sign of what does work when it works?
Yes, definitely. Amidst all the challenges, the evaluation really highlighted one critical success factor.
Which was?
Community participation, genuine community involvement. The report basically says it's the single biggest factor contributing to success when upgrading happens properly. It really underscores that there's no one-size-fits-all solution here.
So you have to tailor it.
Absolutely. Each settlement is unique. The approach has to fit the specific living conditions, the physical site, everything. And the community has to be part of shaping that approach.
Local context, community buy-in. That's key. So as we wrap up, and you think about this summary, maybe a final thought for our listeners, something provocative from the report itself.
Yeah, there's a strong recommendation there that really stands out. It suggests that for this kind of upgrading to truly work, there needs to be a shift.
A shift in what?
In mindset. in organizational culture, even among officials, professionals. They need to challenge and overcome what the report calls the prevailing orthodoxy of greenfield site development.
That tendency to just want to build on new, clean sites.
Exactly. Instead, they need to fully embrace these, well, messier, incremental, participatory approaches needed for in-situ upgrading. It requires a different way of thinking.
That's definitely something crucial to chew on. Moving away from the easy option to tackle the complex reality. Thanks for breaking that down.
My pleasure.
Lots to consider there. Join us next time for another deep dive.